Your gospel aims to make the gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian.
listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g. This is Gospel for Grampian Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland. Engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. A very good evening to you. It's the Power Hour. And the Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. The theme for this evening is, do we know Christ? Very simple question, but do we know Christ? This station is based upon our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, as Son of God. And we are here to tell people about Christ. Our core scripture is taken from John 10, verse 10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life to the full. So do we know Christ? Do we know what actually following Christ actually means? It seems to me that there's a lot of Christians out there who don't fully know Christ or much about him at all. But hopefully, through this program and indeed through prayer, we'll be able to find out more about Christ, about what Christ is about. And hopefully, be able to deepen our faith in him. So we're going to be starting off with a scripture. And this scripture is, but as many as has received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In John 14, verses 6 and 7, we read, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. The question, do we really know Christ? Do we know Christ? Well, we have a thought which was recorded last week for about the next 18 or so minutes. And this is from Robert Todd of Blackneyside Farm. The truth will set you free. This has come from a video which is starting off showing the cross.
I'm here to share with you what I feel the Lord's putting on my heart. You know, my name's Robert Todd, and you know, I've always been a great believer in the Lord. And I've spent the biggest part of my life in church, over 50 years. But then I only found Jesus for the first. Think of what I have just said unto thee. Satan is so clever, how he will wrap himself in light, and darkness is hidden. He'll make you feel and say that you're a good person. You don't do anybody any harm. You give money to charity. If anybody gets to heaven, I'll probably get there. That's the way Satan would make you feel. But it doesn't match the Word of God. Because the Word of God says clearly, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you pride yourself in your good works and your good deeds. You don't say nothing bad about my name. But if you deny my gospel, you'll perish. Gospel, folks. G-O-S. P-E-L. God's only Son paid everlasting life for you, for me. You know, folks, we've got to follow the Word of God. If I follow religion, I'll certainly end up in hell. Look at the many wars because of religion. But the Word of God says, from Jesus' own lips, love one another as I have loved you. Do good unto those who hate you. So there's a war hitting the head already. You know, folks, I don't even follow church as well. Because there's that many different denominations of church. We're right. No, no, listen to us. We've got it right. No, 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 no. They're wrong. We're right. They're like a pack of squawking geese. Have you ever heard squawking geese? You couldn't get yourself to hear or think with squawking geese. What do? I follow the Word. The Word of the Lord says, tell them the truth. It'll set them free. It's all in the Word. You know, I love the wedding at Cana. When I read that, it's in John chapter 2, and there is Jesus there with his half-brothers and his mother. And they were running out of wine. And she turns to Jesus as the mother and says, they're running out of wine. His answer goes, woman, my time has not yet come. What's he telling her? I haven't done a miracle. What do you ask me to do? She turns to the servants and she says, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Let that be a key verse and a key thing for us. Whatever Jesus tells us to do, do it. You know, the Spirit of the Lord has to guide the church. Not the members within. The Spirit of the Lord has to guide the church. Jesus says, whenever he rose from the dead, he says, I am a way to be with my Father. But if I go to be with my Father, he will send you the powerful one, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Did you hear how Jesus described it? The powerful one, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So folks, while Jesus is in the heavens, we've got the Holy Spirit here. So whenever I tell you I sat in church 50 years and only found Jesus for the first, I was fooled. I was absolutely brainwashed and thinking I'm a good person, I'm going to heaven. It's like all roads lead to heaven. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, and no one will go to my Father except through me. You've got to follow the Word. Except through Jesus, you're not going to get there. You know, the Lord Jesus, he gave us some wonderful teachings. In John chapter 3, there was a certain man called Nicodemus, teacher of the Pharisees, teacher of the priests. He went to see Jesus by night. There's the first question. Why did he go by night? Under the cover of darkness, not to be seen. Because if he was seen, the Pharisees would have said, what are you doing talking to him? We're going to put him on it. Tree next week. That's why he went under the cover of darkness, not to be seen. No questions asked. But here's the question he had for Jesus. He says to our Lord Jesus, I see God is with you because no one could do the miracles I see you do. But what is this you're telling the people? That we must be born again? Listen how he described himself. I, Nicodemus, an old man. Did you hear what he said? An old man. How can I re-enter my mother's womb? What did Jesus tell him, the teacher? Nicodemus, you teacher of Israel, and you don't know these things? Nicodemus, you've got to be born again by the Spirit of God. If you're not born again by the Spirit of God, you will not be in the kingdom of heaven. The next time I read about Nicodemus, at the taking down of Jesus at the cross, Joseph of Arimathea took him down. And Nicodemus, who went to see him by night, Bible's very specific, went to see him by night, brought the spices for the body. First time, he was under the cover of darkness, didn't want to be seen. Second time, bold as a lion. Yes, Nicodemus has got born again by the Spirit of God. The Bible's speaking clearly through the Word. Nicodemus is in heaven, I hope to see him someday because I'm also born again by the Spirit of God. I become the new creation, as the Bible says, the Word of God says. Bible says the old will go and the new will come. Bible describes the Spirit of God like the wind. Did you feel its power when it came? Did you see where it came from? Did you see where it went to? That's the Spirit of God. So, folks, follow the Word and do what the Word asks and requires of you. Jesus said to the disciples, go out, tell the people to repent of sins and be baptized. That's the order. Repent of sins and be baptized. Oh no, the church says let's baptize the babies. It doesn't agree with the Word of God, because the Word of God says Jesus came to the River Jordan and says to John the Baptist, John, baptize me. No, you're Jesus, you're the Son of God. It's just us need to repent of sins. John, do as you're told, baptize me. John had to do as he's told at the River Jordan. Baptize our Lord Jesus. The Bible says the heavens opened. And the Spirit of God came down and rested on his shoulder. And the voice from heaven, which they all heard, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Well, if it pleased God for the Son to get baptized, what about us? How can a baby repent of sins and be baptized? The Lord says you're all like lost sheep, you've went astray. I was one of them. Yes, went astray. I had to repent of sins. I had to admit I was a sinner. The Bible says if you say you have no sin, the truth's not within you, and you deceive yourself. So I just had to say, Lord, I repent of sins. I believe in you when you say you were the Son of God. I believe whenever it says that you came to take away the sins of the world. So that was A, I admitted, and B, I believed in the Lord Jesus. And also I believe that the third day he rose from the grave. He sits at the right-hand side of the Father, as the Word says, interceding for us. Interceding? Yes, praying for us. That's what he's doing. C, Lord, come into my life. Take all my sins away. Make me the person you need me to be. The Word says, I will take your sin and I will put it in the deepest part of the ocean, never to remember no more. And the Word says, I'll make a new heaven and a new earth and no more sea, because them old sin will stay in the old sea. The Word of God is what we have got. We're only here but a short time. The Lord says, life is nothing but a vapor. Have you ever smelt the smell of petrol or diesel, a vapor? 1 minute you smell, the next minute it's gone. That was your life, that was your 70 years. But the Lord says, but for those who are in Christ Jesus. Did you get that wee word, in? Now pick it up. For those who are in Christ Jesus, therefore they shall never die. They'll be absent from the body. Yes, there's a body. Heading for the crematorium, heading for the grave. They'll be absent from the body. They'll be present with the Lord. That is the Word of God. Are you born again by the Spirit of God? Or are you following a religion? If a religion could save you, I would say, Jesus, you were very foolish going onto a cross if my religion could save me. If my church could save me, I would say, Jesus, you're very foolish for going on the cross, because my church can save me. No, there had to be a price paid for sin. And the Bible says, again, the Word, it had to be a sinless sacrifice. Where to define the sinless sacrifice? Only the Son of God. You see, folks, if 10 million men would have went on the cross, not one of them could pay the price of sin. The Bible says it had to be a sinless sacrifice. It was a lamb to the slaughter. And when the Lord was on the cross, the Bible says that his Father had to turn his back away. Turn his back on him. The Bible says Jesus spoke out, Father, forgive them. for they know not what they do. And the other words that Jesus spoke, he says, it is finished. You don't have to run up a mountain to find the Lord. You don't have to run to a church to find the Lord. You don't have to go and drive halfway around the world to holy sites to find the Lord. You can find the Lord in your home, in your kitchen, bedroom, bathroom. You can find him. You can find him out in the fields as you work or play. You can find him in your workplace. He's there. Do you see? God is a holy God. And there's no sin going to heaven. Because you might say, I didn't do nothing too bad. I'm not as bad as him over there. In the eyes of the Lord, sin is sin. Whether you stole a robber or whether you committed murder, sin is sin. There's no sin going to heaven. In the eyes of the Lord, sin is level. Folks, we must repent of sin. We must follow the word. We must get born again by the Holy Spirit of God. We've got to become the new creation. Do you see, folks, there is man and there is God, and God never moves. But there's an invisible force in the middle here that separates you from God. In Isaiah chapter 1, the Lord says, you hold up your hands and you pray, but I will not hear your prayers because you've still got that sin. But he says, come on, let's reason together. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, ask me to remove them and I will wash you whiter than wool. Then will I hear from heaven and answer your prayers. So there's man, there's woman, there's boy, there's girl, there's God. God never moves. This invisible force. The Lord says you don't fight against flesh and blood, you fight against darkness, principalities. He's telling you what the word says, for those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word, folks. Follow the word. I want to leave you with a wee thought. What it says in the word. You'll go to the book of Psalms, and in Psalm 21 you'll read, have you got a heart's desire to be saved? Because if you have, the Lord's word, I will hear the utter of your lips unto salvation. Because he says, speak with thy mouth and thou shalt be saved. You might think it in your head, folks, but that's not going to save you. You've got to speak. Speak, speak, speak. You know, if you set down the car keys 2 or 3 hours later, you'll be hunting the house for the car keys. Where did I put them? But if you were to speak and say, I'm putting those car keys in that top cupboard, you will remember where they are. There's something about speaking will help you remember. Yeah? So, folks, come unto the word of God. The church at the moment is sleeping. The Lord has put it to sleep. He says, whenever I awaken you, you will be a different people. Folks, find the Lord in your home. Go to the word of God. Go to John chapter 3. Go read what Jesus tells Nicodemus. Go read John 3:16. About how God so loved the world, that he gave his only son, only one, his only son, that whosoever, that's you, that's me, whosoever will believe in him shall have everlasting life. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus? Do you know what the Son of God did for you? He paid some price that day. He was innocent, a lamb to slaughter. There was two thieves at his side. One side, one the other. One says, if you're the Son of God as you say you are, save yourself. The other one says, leave Jesus alone. He's done nothing wrong. We deserve all we get this day. He knows that we've done wrong. We deserve all we get this day. Then he turns to Jesus and he says, Jesus, will you remember me when you go to be with your Father? In other words, I'm accepting Jesus, what you say. The words of Jesus to him. Again, the word. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Folks, do You see, we've all got a soul. Yeah? We're a spiritual being. We're made in the image of God. Yeah? When if you die, your soul is else with the Lord, or else it's in hell. There's only two places. The Bible is very clear. Folks, where are you going to be in a million years from now? You've got life eternal with the Lord, or you've got life eternal in hell. The Bible says, again, the word, did you know that life and death was in your tongue? So I don't follow the ministers, people. I follow the word. I don't follow religion. I follow the word. Folks, the Lord loves you, and he knows each and every one of you. The word says, I know how many hairs you have on your head. The word says, I know how many days you're going to live upon the land. Come to the Lord Jesus while there's still time. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and opens unto me, I shall come in. Folks, what is the door? The door is your heart. You've got to let him in. But the handle's on your side. You have got to open and invite him in. Listen, I come to tell you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we love you and we care for you, because we want you to know the truth, because the Lord says, tell them the truth and it'll set them free. Follow the word, folks, and get the relationship with God. I can ask the Lord a question and get an answer like that. I didn't get it for 50 years when I was sitting in church. But when I followed and did what the word said, then the Spirit of the Lord took over. Folks, let it happen to you. Let it happen to you as the word says. God bless you all. Thank you.
And there we heard from Robert Todd, the truth will set you free. I can only apologise for the quality of the audio in that. This programme is called The Power Hour, and it's about applying God's word in prayer. And as you heard, we've been taking God's word, and Robert Todd has been explaining things and helping, I believe in this case, the people to answer the question, even, do we know Christ? Some people say they know Christ. But really, do we know Christ? Because in knowing the Christ, John chapter 1 verses 12 to 13 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, Acts 16, verse 31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. These all speak about what Jesus Christ did on the cross in our place. These all speak about God, and the opportunity is open, and knowing Christ, knowing Jesus, is much more than just having life after death, but it's about having the opportunity to open the door to God's knocking, open the door to Christ, and have Christ in your life now. What benefits will that bring? Well, go to some of the Psalms. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And then it will be such that we can say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom I trust. It goes on to say that though 1,000 fall around you and 10,000 dying around you, no plague will come near your tent, no evil will come near your home. These are just some of the benefits that will accompany those who do trust in God. And that particular scripture goes on to say, just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. And why? Only because of a declared faith in Christ. Now, this is the Power Hour, and Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. So we wouldn't be anything if we did not pray. It's going to be a very simple prayer, though. Prayers could go on and on, but this one won't. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we've tried to tell people about Christ, but unless, Lord, you are within this whole thing, and unless people's hearts are opened, they won't believe. They won't see and they won't understand. I'm asking you, Lord, to open people's hearts to this, even now, that the scriptures that they've heard, the words that they've heard this evening from Robert Todd, and indeed through this prayer, will resonate in their hearts. And Lord God, that you'll show them the wonderful promise of salvation and the wonderful promises that await them. Help, Lord Jesus Christ, for your grace. You said that your grace is made perfect in our weakness, and your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and your grace is sufficient for each one of us, each and every day. Lord God, we make mistakes, we get it wrong. But we know, Lord, that when we turn to you, we have that hope. That hope of salvation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is the Power Hour, and it's about applying God's word in prayer. We've listened to God's word, and we've now applied that in prayer. The rest is up to yourselves. If you'd like to find out more and listen to more scriptures, well, that's what we're going to do right now, because certain scriptures have been collated into what forms a prayer. A prayer, in fact, that actually forms a love letter from God. Now, this is read by Sandra Smith, and we'll be playing that right now. And there will be an opportunity afterwards for you to respond. I'm going to say goodbye for now, but we would love it if you get in touch with us. If you have made a response to this and said, yes, I want Christ Jesus into my life, then please let us know. And you can send us an email through to info, that's info at g4g.org.uk. Info at g4g.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you. We'll make this program available as a podcast later on today. And we'll look forward to you listening in again next week. This program, this station, is 24/7, broadcasting indeed to North Scotland here over the internet, but indeed is also picked up in countries around the world. So if you're listening in another country and this program has made an impression on you, as well as letting us know if you've responded to the prayer, if you have any thoughts or anything else or questions that you'd like answered, well, we'd love to hear from you. Again, that's info at g4g.org.uk. We've also got the Facebook page, Gospel for Grampian, on Facebook, and I'd love to hear from you on that too. Thanks so much for tuning in, and here is the Father's Love Letter, read by Sandra Smith.
My child, this is an intimate message from God to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb, and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry. I am the complete expression of love, and it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than any earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with joy, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you, even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been father, and you will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad, Almighty God. Would you like to come home? All you need to do is simply believe that Jesus died in your place to make a way for you to be born into his family. The following words might help you express your thoughts to God. Father, I want to come home. Please make me your child. I turn from my sin and accept your forgiveness made possible through your Son Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. I place my faith and trust in Jesus alone to save me. Thank you for making me a part of your family. Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer and you have made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can start to pick up your Bible from the shelf and read God's word. You can also phone the studio at 01224 898 008 and you can also drop us an email, info@gospelforgrampiang4g.org.uk. From there we will help you get to a church which is local to you and will help you guide you in your newfound spiritual life.